It's time for another check-in with Beach Athletics with Mr. Zier, the Beach Activities Director. And let's start out with your football team, Coach Zier. Stringing a couple wins together here, last beating Hettinger Scranton 48-38. So how'd that one shape up for you?
Yeah, kids played really well. We had we had probably one of our best in a few years offensive performances. Quarterback Justice Baker and wide receiver Emery Knoll. And then running back Lucas Brown. I mean, we had over 400 yards of offense. That's pretty good for us, and really good for us. And then on defense, we just got a couple turnovers. But really, it was one of those nights where no one was stopping anybody. It's just when the clock expired, whoever was up was going to win the game. And I was happy it was us.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty awesome. And then next up for you guys, Grant County and Flasher Storm. Friday at 6, so how's that one going to be looking for you?
Yeah, that's a rivalry game for us. Coach Krenz and I go back 20-plus years, coach against each other a long, long time, even in the 11-man days. And I think they're the best team in the region.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have our work cut out for us. Looking forward to the matchup, though. Looking forward to seeing if our kids can keep improving. And really, we got three games left, and all three of them are very huge, critical games, because we're being 2-0 in the region. We're fighting for a playoff spot.
Awesome. Well, good luck to the Buccaneers. Hopefully one of these calls, we're talking about some playoffs coming up. That'd be pretty exciting.
Yeah, that would be pretty exciting, yes.
And then also, speaking of some exciting stuff, how'd volleyball do against Beulah yesterday?
Well, last night we went up and we played Beulah. Probably be our last trip up in Beulah, I think, with the new classification. They're going to be up a class. Always a tough match for us. I'd have to check the record books. We haven't beaten them in quite a while. But our kids are really improved. We lost 3-0, but our kids are really improved. And I'm happy for those girls. When we kind of put everything all together, they're going to be, I'm not going to say like a super tough team to beat, but they're going to be really competitive, and that's good for us. We need that.
Cool. And then they're at the New England tournament next?
Yeah, they go to New England coming up. We have some kids gone a little bit, so some other kids are going to have some opportunities. Like our junior high boys head out to Baker this weekend, and I had to call up Mr. Brisco, the AD over there, and I'm like, hey, man, I only got 9 kids because of ineligibility and kids doing other things. I'm like, can you play us 9, man? And that's why I like the Baker Spartans. They're like, yep, just come on down. We'll figure it out. So, kids are involved in so many things that we get spread kind of thin.
Yeah, that's good to hear that they're working out with you. I know they did that one other time this season so far, so pretty cool that they'll continue that to get Beach into Baker.
Yeah, exactly. We played Baker quite a bit, actually, in junior high for all the years I've been here, for all our junior high sports. And then occasionally, I think back in like 2001, we played an 11-man game, varsity. We got steamrolled, but I remember playing the game. And we have a good relationship with the Baker Spartans.
Awesome. And then the last sport here to ask you about, had a cross-country meet there in Beach yesterday. How'd that go for you?
You know, I think it was a little warm. You know, the where we're living, eastern Montana, western North Dakota, let's be honest, it's a little warm for the end of September. But we had good. We had teams turn out. I was happy with the performance. And, you know, I guess, you know, as you're building up your program as far as meets and stuff, it's going to take a few years. So hopefully we can get a few more teams in. But we had 4 or 5 teams, and that was good, and everyone ran and did really well. I was happy with it, and it's good for our kids to run at home, too. I think that's important.
Yeah, nice to not have to jump in a van or a bus and take a big old long trip before you go on a long run, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Cool. I wouldn't know because I don't take long runs, but, I mean, that's what I've heard.
You know, I was looking at I have a running playlist still on my computer, and I'm like, man, that hasn't been touched in a long time. All right on. Well, good luck against Grant County and Flasher coming up here Friday at 6. Hope the Buccaneers can pull off a win. And like we said, well, hopefully we're talking about some playoffs in some pretty short order here.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks. Have a good one.